Yeah.
It is around 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Let's synchronize this clock, Groobs. I have 2:03:22.
Nice.
23.
You're on it.
24. We're exactly...
26, 27,
together, just like bears?
Yeah. Same cycle.
All right. It's Radio Row Media Center. That's where we're at. We're doing our program right here from the heart of, I don't know, stuff that's happening. The two live stews are here. Maybe we'll need to walk around at some point and, you know, talk to people and do stuff. We just had Donnie Anderson on. He's a former Packer. We just had Roger Staubach on. He's a former Cowboy. They hate each other. I'm glad they weren't here at the same time, or else we might have had a real throwdown, a throwdown news desk.
Who would you take in that fight?
Boy.
Donnie Anderson seems like if he gets a hand on you, it's over.
His hand, though, I felt like I could have crushed it if I wanted to.
Oh, Donnie seems like he's in really good condition as well, and I think he's a year younger than Roger.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm just suggesting. Allow me to complete my thought before you...
Yeah, but you said as well.
No, my point is, Dan, am I allowed here?
No. Go ahead.
Why are you being a jerk?
No, I'm not. Go, please.
Tell your story.
Talk.
Wow.
No.
It's so tense.
Ooh.
You gave me three words before you said he just said that. You don't know what I'm about to say. How can you say that I just repeated him if I would have completed my sentence?
Because you weren't listening.
You moron.
You weren't listening to him. Don't
snap
back right away when you're the one at fault.
I had a thought off the top of his, but now no one's ever going to know it. Because you're very clever.
Well, if you want to go back to the tape, I'll be happy to. Would you like to or no? Or you want to just go on and move on?
No, once again, you're right.
Or act like you're on...
Concession, you're right.
Okay. Donovan had said something about Donnie Anderson being in shape, and you said, well, Donnie Anderson's in shape as well.
Yes, to Staubach. And then my point, which you'll never know. But nope.
You still didn't listen. But if you want to rewind the tape, or if you just want to, you know, do what you're doing... Come on, dude.
No.
Tell us.
Cut me off.
Don't chase me, bro. Don't chase me.
All right, well, then let's get to the show, shall we? We have important things to do for this remainder, what, two segments? Awesome audio. Don't you have some?
I do. Well, I don't know if we should play it today. I feel like yours is much more timely, but I have plenty of Senior Bowl audio that I think you'll want to hear later in the week because... I was locked in on that in what might be a sign of sports weekends to come, where yesterday I caught myself watching Oklahoma City. Now, I was sick, so it wasn't like I could go outside and do anything. But thinking Oklahoma City and Miami was well worth my Sunday afternoon really scares me because...
The end of the game looked real good.
The end of the NFL season is upon us, and now we're going to have to settle for...
Oh, that's right. What is sports?
St. John's Duke. Yep. Ooh,
a lot of college basketball.
Did you go Pro Bowl?
No,
dude, that was a great game.
No, in fact, what was the final?
55-40.
It was 42-42 nothing. At one point in the first half.
Did you see some of the cool commercials
that they did
on there?
I'm sorry.
Well, the Pro Bowl.
Did I see any of the Pro Bowl commercials?
Oh, yeah.
No, I did not.
Man, we had
to
back over.
55-41 or something like that.
In fact, I angered quite a few hockey fans by not having any use for the hockey All-Star game. I just can't.
So
I can't anymore.
I was surprised at this. Sports Sturm did not watch the NHL All-Star
draft.
Team draft, which occurred Friday night, because in my head coaching duty... On Saturday morning for my girls' basketball team, under 8, the referee had watched that and wanted to talk to me about it throughout the game. Throughout any timeout or whatever, he'd stop by and say, did you see the NHL draft show last night? I said, I didn't, but I'm sure Bob did.
Now, I appreciate them trying to spice up the All-Star game, but
isn't that
he said it was kind of
fun. Bit, though, right?
He said it was good because apparently the cameras trained on certain players
who were last,
who were not picked even in the first 10 or whatever. I guess there were some guys that were really getting perturbed at their draft position.
You're an All-Star, and then you're one of the last two, and then when you're the last one picked, it's like you're the fat kid with a.
He said that.
with the tight jeans on?
The Sedin twins got split up, and they were apparently perturbed at the time that when they learned of that, which is, we've always alleged that their whole thing is kind of gay.
Extremely gay.
The whole
gay.
Scene. They're twins, right?
Yeah. Or,
okay. And what was the third thing? Oh, the final guy picked was kind of bummed out that he was the final guy picked. Until they rolled out a new car for him. Like, I guess they gave him
present
for
right.
being the final guy picked. And I don't even know who it was.
Kessler?
But it wasn't...
Was it? No, not could have been Ryan Kessler. Maybe Phil Kessel?
It was Phil Kessel.
Phil Kessel.
Okay.
That's it.
There's no way Ryan Kessler gets down that far, right? The pride of America?
Didn't he go on a Kessel run?
Phil Kessel may have.
Take this seriously.
Donovan? Why is Donovan laughing? You know what that is?
No.
He doesn't even know what the Kessel Run is.
But it sounded...
You're such a loser.
It sounded like
you are a loser.
Certainly make the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
It sounded stupid.
What do you mean?
I feel like we started this segment off on a real bad note, and I'd like to apologize to my best friend, Bob, and I want you to tell your effing story, because here's the thing.
The segment's been fine.
I know. I think it's been a good segment.
We rallied nicely.
I know, but I don't want you to get upset with me making snide remarks that make fun of you, because where are we going to be if that's going to happen?
If that's we're not all, like you just met this
don't
dude.
Don't we all fight through each other all day?
We do.
Okay.
I would just
so don't
before,
give up. I need your good sports point.
Before
even if
my
I don't
point
care
is
about it, and even if I'm going to ridicule it, your MO is fight through it. Who cares?
All I want, though, is the right to complete the thought before it's rejected out to half court. Just
no.
Let me take the shot.
Oh, wait.
My point simply...
No.
Which at no point now has any... chance of going over better than a lead balloon.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
It's simply in if you are Roger Staubach or Donnie Anderson or any of these guys who have unfair advantages at all points of life. In high school, they're getting the better girl than you. In the pros, they're in the pros and you're not. You're watching them. They're getting the better girls. All through life, they have advantages. They have business opportunities that you would never have. No, everything is unfair. And it continues as they approach 70 years old. And you'll actually look 70, and they'll look like 55. And they'll have people complimenting them how young they look and how energetic and athletic they look and that they could still beat you in a foot race.
But don't you feel a little confident?
Not all of them,
but don't you feel confident that if you and Donnie Anderson are going after the same chick, you might win right now?
Right now?
Yeah. I think I have that confidence.
How old is the chick?
It doesn't matter.
That,
don't you think you can pick up a 65-year-old better than Donnie Anderson?
That reminds me about my Randy White thought over the weekend, because Tom lost out in the Randy White guest battle on Friday. Norm totally freaking, I guess, no, it was Saroy pulled your heart out and showed you it beating when he stole Randy White from you as a guest, even though he's our really good friend. We celebrated his 50th birthday on the air together.
We
watched
did.
Him cut off his ponytail. Anyway, so he's 50. You're 38.
Randy White.
12 years difference. But I think we'd all agree he could still beat you up, right?
Yes. Oh, geez. Are you kidding me?
At what age, when somewhere it has to even out, somewhere, like right now if Bob and Randy White were in an octagon.
It's not even close.
I have a better one for you. Did you watch Herschel Walker fight?
You know what? I recorded it. I didn't finish watching it, but I have to do is look at Herschel Walker.
That's never going to turn.
Don't give me the Herschel Walker one, because I don't think you'll ever... I think when he's 105, you'll be... How old?
When he's 105, well, he's got 10 years on me, right?
At least.
See, Randy White is like 55. He's nearly 20 years older than you. When he's 100, you'll be 80.
That tide will turn.
Like, Randy what White's age, though? Will it be 95 and 75? Like, at some point, you can't move, like, when you're that old.
No, I can see Bob really going after it at 75. Yeah, I think...
You think 95 and 75?
Yeah, Bob would totally
Randy
kick
White
Randy
exactly
White's ass
20 years
75.
Older than you?
Do I have, like, a blackjack or something that I can strike him with when he's not looking
maybe
to start
a taser?
The fight?
No,
set the
no,
you can't use a taser. No, it's just mono...
Why don't you want some black dude named Jack?
Like a nightstick? Or
brass knuckles?
Yeah, maybe some brass knuckles to even it out. Like, Randy's working
95.
On... He's working on his applesauce, and I just rear back as hard as I can with the brass knuckles.
On his applesauce. Just kind of hit it out of his hand.
Knock those last three teeth right out.
Yeah.
Man, all right, we're going to carry this over. this is going so well, we haven't fought in at least 4 minutes, that I do have a sports question about Herschel Walker that must be answered. And it's next from Super Bowl Radio Row, exclusively on The Ticket.
Aggressive.